Discount.
Or maybe a loss.
Mm-hmm.
What about, if you sew a dress that you'd like to have? You might say, well, that sure is a nice dress, but it just...
Too much for me. I can't afford it.
Just costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
What about, say, usually on the first of the month, you say that the bills are all...
Due.
And if you're in some clubs, they usually require that you pay your monthly...
Dues, uh-huh.
If you wanted to buy something pretty expensive that you didn't have enough money to finance yourself, you might go to the banker to see if you could...
Borrow some money.
Or you might probably heard the expression, people say that good workers are getting mighty...
Rich.
Well, yeah. Or they mean they're not many of them around anymore. They say the good workers you get paid. Mm-hmm.
Scarce, huh?
What would you call it? Did say if a boy ran off, jumped off a springboard in some water like so?
Dive.
Or if he landed in the water right flat on his stomach?
Belly buster.
Belly buster. Never have you had it.
No.
What about after you get in the water, you say you begin to
swim?
Or if a boy is playing in your front yard, he might tuck his head down between his legs and then kick out his feet and go over like that.
Mm-hmm.
You say
somersault.
Have you ever heard of maybe a storekeeper giving you a little present or something if you would come in to pay up your bill or
mm-hmm.
something like that?
Favor. Usually around here when we pay our flower bill, they'll give us a carnation or something, you know, some kind of flower.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, what I'm talking about swimming, if a person doesn't know how to swim, if he gets in trouble in the water, there's a possibility that he might...
Drown. Mm-hmm.
Does that ever occur around here?
Oh, yes. My darling little paper boy drowned last summer. He was 19 years old. He'd been my paper boy several years, and then he quit and was working with his father in the store. And his mother and father had been separated all these years, but he went to work with his father. And that was the workingest little boy I ever saw. He'd bought his own car, and he'd bought a boat, and went over there to this big lake right over here in Oklahoma. And the boat was getting away from the bank, you know, and he went out, you know, jumped in the water to go out to get it, and he went under. Oh, and he was such a handsome little fella, such a nice Christian boy.
Terrible.
Sure was an awful loss, I'll tell you.
What do you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if there's something up a tree that you need, you might have to...
Climb the tree. I used to climb trees. I was the biggest tomboy.
Right.
Yeah.
I never cared too much about that. I guess I didn't like heights.
Oh, well... I don't like being closed in. I have claustrophobia. I can't stand that closed in. When my grandson got off that plane yesterday, I looked at that thing long and all those windows in. I thought, Lord, if they close me up in that thing, I'd die. Mm.
You probably don't like to ride elevators, I guess.
No. I'd rather ride the escalator. It don't bother me. It's open.
Yeah. What about, sometimes when children, right before they go to bed, they say their prayers and they get down beside the bed. You say
kneel down. I've got the cutest picture. See, my son and Darla and I have an answering service. And I've got the cutest picture come in a little magazine or something, and I cut it out. It's a picture of a little boy kneeling down by the bed, and his mother sitting on the side of the bed, and he looks up at her and says, I can't get anything but his answering service.
That is pretty cute.
He couldn't get through. He got his answering service.
Uh-huh. What about, say, if during the day you get a little bit tired, if you've been working, you might say, well, I think I'm going to go
rest,
or I'm going to go down in bed.
Yeah, lie down. That's not me.
Really?
I never quit in the daytime. I never lay down. There. Keep going.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. What about, say, somebody who was just really sick, couldn't even sit up. You say he just had to